So let's finish out talking about CAR T and related strategies. Can you kind of update us on where we are today?
So, a lot of excitement around CAR T cells, obviously, a lot of hype around CAR T cells. We saw data, which is now published data of the first sort of phase one trial with close to a little over 30 patients there with long-term follow-up. And we've seen it translate into a PFS of about 12 months. Now, these were very refractory patients to anything and everything they'd seen before. So for us to even see that CAR T cells works in this patient population was, in my mind, quite remarkable. The other reassuring thing with all of our CAR T cell studies was it's actually a very well-tolerated procedure in terms of CRS and neurotoxicity. We didn't see really terrible neurotoxicity, in fact, very little neurotoxicity, and most of the CRS we saw was, easy to manage. I don't want to trivialize the treatment because it does require to be done in a specialized center. It does require some, people need to understand the toxicities. Having said that, though, we quite easily can give CAR T cells to patients well into their 70s without a lot of problems. I think part of the issue with CAR T cells is, since it's still in the context of clinical trials, access to CAR T cells is still limited. It takes 3 to 4 weeks for us to create those CAR T cells, and sometimes patients just don't have the time to wait for those 3 and 4 weeks to get those CAR products. So I think the bigger issue right now is access to CAR T cells and availability and generation of these CAR T cells. As we open up more clinical trials, hopefully that'll be less of a problem. Having said this, we have a lot of other sort of approaches in this space, and this is all directed against the same target, which is BCMA. So the B-cell maturation antigen, which has been proven to be a great target in multiple myeloma because it's sort of ubiquitously present on all tumor cells. You have two other approaches, one of them using a conjugated antibody. The DREAM studies have been now presented and published. And as a single agent with a conjugated off-the-shelf antibody, we're seeing a response rate of 60%, and you're seeing a PFS of close to 1 year, and that's quite remarkable. I will say that these were less heavily pretreated. If you look at patients who were truly dara-refractory, their PFS was about 6 months. But nonetheless, as a single agent off-the-shelf treatment, the response rates have been very robust. And I just want to go back to, when we were using monoclonal antibodies for the first time, for example, daratumumab. When you look at single agent daratumumab and the response rate with single agent daratumumab, it was close to 30%. With this, the overall response rate is 60%, so doubling over what we've seen with CD38 directed treatments. So in the future, when you start combining these drugs, I think you're going to get very robust responses, and you're going to see remission durations which are going to increase quite significantly. I think a word of caution with the conjugated antibody is the ocular toxicity, which everybody is talking about. So there are patients who had significant ocular toxicity wherein required dose interruptions as well as dose reductions and stopping of treatment. So we'll have to wait and see what that ocular toxicity is all about. So that's the only sort of cautionary note on this conjugated antibody. Otherwise, I think it's a very exciting area.